Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On college campuses across the country, the protests continue.
We want to feel supported by our institution, and we want to feel like they're meeting us.
Students demonstrating against Israel's war with Hamas, demanding their schools divest from Israel. Columbia University's president says talks have broken down with protest leaders, and the school is not going to divest from its investments. Other students at schools across the country tell ABC,
I support the right for people to protest, always, as they should have. I think it brings in a lot of, like, outside, like, antagonists.
There's a new push for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Talks are in progress in Cairo, Egypt. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the region. No testimony today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It resumes tomorrow. And the cleanup's underway in Oklahoma after the weekend's damaging tornadoes that killed four people in the state and injured at least 100. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with the bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. In the meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republicans may try to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. The Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the foreign aid package that passed last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. City of Duluth officials have shared an update on the Brighton Beach reconstruction project. According to a WDIO report, Duluth Parks and Recreation officials say the reconstruction project is expected to wrap up by the end of 2024. The city undertook the project after years of changes at the beach caused by erosion to the lakeshore. In addition to protecting the shore, the city is also adding new amenities like benches, picnic tables, and restrooms. Road construction around the beach is also expected to begin soon. The Boys and Girls Club of the Northland has unveiled its new esports gaming room at its Lincoln Park facility. According to a Northern News Now report, the lounge includes monitors, gaming consoles, and a variety of games for the kids to enjoy. Officials say gaming will give the kids an opportunity to improve their critical thinking, fine motor skills, and problem-solving abilities. The club will also be competing in esports against other clubs and some schools, giving the kids an opportunity to be part of a team. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willie Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference. Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy today with a few off and on sprinkles throughout the day. Our high near 50 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, little patchy fog. Our low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with some late day and nighttime thunderstorms. Warmer too with a high tomorrow near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Matt Man. Bear on Air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Guess what? It's gonna be May.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
That dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, these marches and protests that are growing all over this nation are reminiscent of a time long since passed when I was a young man, young boy, actually, in Kent State, where four students were murdered and 13 others shot by National Guard members for protesting in a nation that said that a part of your freedoms were to protest. And I remember 844-967-2789. I told you I've been around a while. And I remember the fallout that occurred because back then, you know, it was television. And those things were covered. And so we saw it. It was filmed as young students who were doing what they had a right to do, protest a war, were shot down by, you know, a branch of the military. And it took a long time for this nation to get beyond that. It also happened at Jackson State. It wasn't just Kent State. It was Jackson State where others were killed for doing what the nation claimed people have a right to do. Protests. Today is no different. For heaven's sakes. Yes, there are students who've been brutalized on campuses for doing what? Protesting. Whether you like what they're protesting about or not, is not the issue. The fact that they have a right to protest, and we've always had that right, and yet today, there are people who can say, well, no, you can't protest against that. What's happening in this country? We should be backing up the students, the elders, and saying we understand. It's good to see that you are engaged. It's good to see that you're involved. That's what we did. And for heaven's sakes, to see so many people who want to vilify the students is beyond me. I just don't understand. I really don't. These students see something that they feel is unjust. You know, and what are they supposed to do? They're supposed to fight back. Well, you can say, well, yeah, but they're getting violent. Well, they just had a great big party on State Street in Madison. They have it every year. And thousands of students are on the streets having a party. Law enforcement is there. You know, they turn over a car. You know, they leave all sorts of garbage and trash. It costs all sorts of overtime dollars for the city of Madison and the campus police. But the children are out. I mean, the students are out having a party, kicking it, getting drunk. But that's okay. You know, that's tolerated. But students who are conscious of what is happening in this nation and in the world, we want to silence them. 844-967-2789. Well, you can say, well, Earl, that's not really what's going on there. They're causing damage, you know. Well, you know, I remember over the years, the gatherings in Madison, every year, the party on State Street, it's caused damage. Cars set afire. That's happened. You know, it's again, one of those things that we're silent on. Why are we so silent on these things? You want young people to get engaged and involved in the world because, after all, it's their world. It's not ours anymore. I mean, I'm still in it. But they have a right to shape what world they want to live in. We had a right to do it in our time. 844-967-2789. You know, I just, for the life of me, we can't keep our heads in the sand. We clearly have to push back on things that we know are not right. Especially my generation, we've lived through these things. Nothing new under the sun. We've got to stand with those young people, not vilify them. You know, I'm from a time when we had the riots in 1968. And cities, central cities, burned all across the nation. Cities burned because of injustice. I've kind of carried that with me throughout my entire life. I saw it as a young man in the fight for the civil rights struggle, the fight for the Vietnam War. And we, our generations, pushed back on those things and brought those things to an end. Why are we not supporting young people today, those of us who went through those things? 844-967-2789. 2789 is the number. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man? I'm making good trouble again, right?
Yeah, very good trouble, along with some great music on Motown Monday. Right. Love it. Absolutely love it. Don't ever change it, please. what prompted me to respond was this, apathy of the American public. You know, you're asking, why is this happening? Why do we tolerate it? And isn't that the question of the day, Earl? A couple things that come to mind. Number one, if people were to be reminded that Barbara Bush was really the catalyst of Planned Parenthood expansion throughout Texas and then across America, we could see then how far we have strayed away from what used to be the norms, of our nation. So in 30 years, in this case, the nation totally does a 180, or at least this side of the nation, this group of Americans, take a 180 approach. And we don't call it out. We don't call it their position an anomaly. We act like it's routine. It's normal, and it's not. Corporations are people and money speech. It makes no sense to anybody that I have ever talked to. They don't take in oxygen. They don't need to eat food, and sleep at night. They're not humans. But yet somehow this captured court has been allowed to wag the dog and change really our nation from the inside out. So, finally, with the Iraq war, here's a case where we put it all on a credit card in Afghanistan as well. Not for, as long as 20 years without paying for it. We all know we didn't get anything out of that other than misery and pain and suffering. The oil companies did very, very well. But again, we the people, we pay the price. But yeah, it's okay. So my question is, why is this stuff okay? Why do people perceive this as being just fine, turn another cheek? But at the moment somebody else gets in their crosshairs, it's Armageddon. It's just a crazy time, Earl, and I'd like to make some sense of all of this, but I can't.
Well, Mike, you really do. I love hearing your commentary, man, because you really do kind of see the thing from the perspective that I see it. I don't know why our generation is so tolerable to watching these things happen, and they're not happening for the benefit of the American people. All these things that are happening to destroy the American people and make life more difficult. And those of us who are fat cats, and I don't mean financially, I mean we've lived great lives, the majority of us. And young people who don't see that for themselves and are willing to fight, we should be supporting them, man. Not being silent on this. Thank you very much as always, Mike. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so alone.
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And I'm with Mike from Kenosha, man. Motown Monday, every day. You know, been talking about the students protesting on the campuses. This is a very serious time. And all the other things that are going on, you know, regardless of what side of the coin you are on, whether or not you believe that Israel should continue in their war with Gaza, or whether or not you are these young people who think that, you know, this war that is now caused about 34, you know, thousand lives of Palestinians, mainly women and children, and the fact that millions of people face famine is you know, immaterial to me. The fact that they have a right to do it is what I'm talking about. You know, professors and presidents of universities being threatened that if you don't do something about this, you're going to lose your position. We're going to get rid of you. For heaven's sakes, how is any of that right? Many of you went to universities and you knew exactly what that was about. It's where you cut your teeth as an adult. Freedoms to do and learn, to explore. That's what the university whole thing is about. It's not just ABCs and 1, 2, 3s. It's to make you lucid and cognizant about the world that's around you. You know what? I didn't go. But I do understand what that whole thing is about. And so when we continue again to label these young people who are fighting for the world that they want, they have a right to do that. And so no matter how many times you want to push back against that, they have a right to do that. Susan from Kenosha. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm sorry to have to call in.
That's
twice
okay.
In one day, normally I don't. But you and I are from the generation, and we did form. We got the young men out of Vietnam. That's what the
yes.
protest was about. We walked for civil rights, to give people, all people, the same rights, to be not better or worse, but chosen equally. And we also walk for women's rights. And all this, people seem to forget, these kids have a right to do this. And no matter if we agree or don't agree with them, they have the right, and we should not condemn them. And the people in charge of the colleges should not be getting threats. Who in their right mind allows these people to threaten other people?
So, Susan,
death or their children? I think it's terrible.
So, Susan, let me say this to you, because it's all interconnected. You can't say to me that we're sending young people all over the world to fight for freedoms and democracy in this country and send those 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds all over the world to fight and lose their lives, and you say it's for our freedoms. And then back here at home say, well, you don't have a freedom to do that. You can't protest because what you're protesting makes somebody else angry. What is that? Another word for it is hypocrisy. You can call it whatever it is you want to call it, but it's something that we certainly should not remain silent on, and that we can watch this on our televisions. That's what we did with Kent State, right? We watched it on our televisions. We watched those young people lose their lives. And as you stated so perfectly, those protests stopped the Vietnam War, civil rights struggle, because of the protests of people in this country, brought changes, not all the changes that we wanted, but they made a difference. When you want to shut down protests in a nation that touts itself as the one nation that accepts that, and we condemn other nations for not allowing that, well, it's pretty easy to determine what really is happening in this nation. And that's hypocrisy. Because as long as we're going to continue to push those young people and make and tell them that they don't have a right to protest, then all of us need to stand up and fight for their right. Susan, thank you as always. Guys, hang on the phone lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Committee wants protesters farther away from the party's national convention in Milwaukee. A lawyer for the committee tells the Secret Service that Pere Marquette Park would be problematic. City leaders won't confirm that's where the designated protest area will be. Protest organizers want to be closer to the convention's perimeter. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether patients have access to emergency room abortions in states where abortion is banned. Doctors say most patients who land in the ER with pregnancy complications don't have access to routine OBGYN care.
I see first trimester pregnant patients every single day in my shift. I have caught ectopic pregnancies that have ruptured.
Dr. Polly Wiltz is an emergency medicine resident. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Community Education has received grant funding to study how safe the streets around the area's schools are for young pedestrians. Through the Safe Route grant program, the organization will be able to hire a full-time employee to study the areas around the schools to find out which routes are already safe and which routes need improvements. The goal is to create safer routes for students who walk or bike to school, like reconstructing sidewalks. The organization plans to make the hire this summer. Construction work will cause single-lane closures along I-35 this week. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the closures will occur on Monday and Tuesday this week. On Monday, I-35 southbound between Garfield Avenue and 27th West will be reduced to one lane between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. On Tuesday, the same stretch of road will be reduced to one lane on the northbound side between 9 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Commuters should plan their routes accordingly, and traffic data will be available on the DOT website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're making weekend plans and are in Northeast Wisconsin or don't mind a short road trip, check out An Evening with John McGivern Friday night, April 26th at the Ashwaubenon Performing Arts Center. The host of Main Streets on PBS and former host of Around the Corner tells funny stories about his life growing up in Milwaukee in a big Irish Catholic family and his prolific show business career. Tickets can be purchased at TicketStarOnline.com. Quick fashion tip, if you appear on a podcast, don't go commando, especially if you're wearing baggy shorts. Travis Kelce and comedian Andrew Santino recently discussed Kelce's appearance on Santino's podcast a few years ago, where Kelce was literally hanging out. Santino and his editor decided not to reshoot, but just put a big Kansas City Chiefs logo over Kelce's ballular area. That's a medical term. Look it up. Kelce laughed as he recalled the incident, saying he had no idea at the time. Yeah, sure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with a few off and on sprinkles throughout the day. Our high near 50 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming west at 5 to 15. Tonight, little patchy fog. Our low 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with some late day and nighttime thunderstorms. Warmer too with a high tomorrow near 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we'll get into the many ways rural Wisconsin could be harmed if a budget blueprint written by far-right lawmakers were to become law.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I have something in my heart and in your eyes. Tell me he's not someone just passing by.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, just wanted to finish up this topic that I was been talking about, and we've been talking about for the last 15 minutes or so, and that's the protests that continue on college campuses, and the fact that, you know, unfortunately, there are not enough of us supporting those young people who have a right to shape the society the way they want it. You know, generations come, generations go. And so our generation, baby boomers, are towards the end of our generational cycle. And like our parents, the great generation, had to go through the exact same thing. And I don't know so much if my parents, well, I do know, as a matter of fact, my parents did supported the fact of young people, especially my dad. You know, my dad was a fighter. And so my dad supported people pushing back against what he believed to be injustice. You know, he didn't have the freedoms to do it as much as my generation did. And so he did. Now, and so he couldn't do those things, but my generation could. And so I am who I am because of those times and the fact that we were willing to push back on things that weren't right and weren't just. And it's safe to say we kind of won, because we moved the nation into a different place. It didn't stay there forever, but at least we saw some movement. That's what these young people are attempting to do. And I just, for the life of me, still can't understand why we don't support them wholeheartedly. Excuse me. We should not be condemning. We should be supporting. All right. 844. 967-2789 is the number. Here's another injustice that takes place. You know, sometimes I wonder in this country, I know, and in the world, where is humanity? Where does humanity rank in the world that we live in? You know, it's got to be so far down the list. And it's part of the reason why we kind of deal with the kinds of things that we're dealing with and will always deal with. Because the one thing that should be number one in any life is that fact that we respect and understand the importance of humanity. Humanity shouldn't be compromised. And so it's because we don't put humanity in its proper perspective that we, you know, build weapons of mass destruction. You know, it's the reason that we built chemical weapons, that we continue just have stored. Now, it's nonsensical to say that, you know, you've got these weapons, We've got weapons, chemical weapons that we still store after all of these decades. We know the outcome of chemical weapons. As a matter of fact, you know, it's one of the things that we accuse Saddam Hussein of using. And so, you know, one of the reasons why we had to, make sure that he was killed because they said he had chemical weapons. We've got our own lot of chemical weapons. 844-967-2789, even though we know the outcome of what they do, uranium depleted bombs that we used in Iraq to slaughter people. Many Americans aren't aware. You know how many people we kill in Iraq? 400,000. You don't hear that talked about at all. 400,000. We use uranium depleted bombs. Where's the humanity? Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what? Bill, are you there? Okay, Calvin, I don't know where Bill is. But let's do this. I wanted to move on, as I was talking about anyway, about some of the things that happen that just don't make any sense in this society. Florida callously strips health care from thousands of children despite a new law. Governor Ron DeSantis is challenging of a continuous eligibility rule has booted over 22,000 children off insurance since January. Let me ask you, what do children have to do, Calvin, and the listening audience, with whether or not their families can afford to pay for health insurance? Should that be something, Calvin, that we should be able to do, say, children who have nothing to do with anything? You can't afford the health care, so we're going to kick you off of health care.
Yeah, no, I definitely think, well, this is going into a bigger argument, but I think everyone should have health, right, access to health care. So, yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me.
It makes no sense whatsoever. What point do you prove, Governor DeSantis? Florida is continuing to callously strip health care coverage from thousands of children in lower-income households in defiance of a new federal law intended to protect them. What do you gain by that other than having others who think like you applaud and say, bully? Oh, yes. I agree with you, Governor DeSantis. Anybody who can't afford health care should not have it. We can't afford to insure children. Well, why? Their parents should be able to make sure that they are that their policies are paid for. What does that have to do with the child? I keep saying children don't get to pick the families they're born into. And so if that's the case, and it is, how does punishing the child, what does that prove? How cold and callous a person you can be? Children who are sickly, who have maladies, we as a nation can't take care of them because their families can't pay the freight? I don't think that makes us a great nation. Maybe you might think differently. 844-967-2789. I want to hear your thoughts. Since January 1st, more than 22,500 children have been disenrolled from the Florida Kid Care. It's version of the Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP, that is jointly subsidized. It's subsidized by state and U.S. government for families with earnings just above the threshold for Medicare. Florida healthcare officials admit at least some were removed for non-payment of premiums, an action prohibited by the continuous eligibility clause of 2023. Consolidated Appropriations Act that took effect at the beginning of this year. The clause secures 12 months of coverage if at least one premium payment is made. So, here's what Governor DeSantis is saying. You didn't pay the premium, so we're going to cut you off of the insurance for your child. Even though the government has, federal government has already passed the law that says if you paid 1 month's premium, you would be covered for an entire year. It's another one of those things that defies logic to me. And I get it. Listen, you know, I understand people who work hard. I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people who worked 34 years, sometimes 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and, you know, in a factory, no air conditioning, you know, hard labor. And so I get it, but I never begrudged anyone else who, you know, did not have what I had. You know, well, you know, they didn't work as hard as I did. What does that have to do with making sure that children are taken care of in the society? Children become adults. They eventually will run the society or become a burden on the society, one of the other, one or the other. We just keep going places that don't make sense to me. Florida has chosen not to wait for a ruling before continuing to separate children from coverage. Figures from the Florida Health Justice Project show there were 5,550 removals in the month of April, following 5,097 in March, 5,147 in February, and 6,800 in January. Florida argues the numbers include children aging out or moving into other coverage, and that disenrollment has been consistent at the level for years, notably the monthly average so far this year is more than 1,500 higher than the whole of 2023. Again, why can't we do these things? We're the richest nation on earth. Why can't we? Why can't we give people a chance? They're our countrymen, whether we like it or not. We're all Americans. There should be. That's one thing. You know, the birthright of this nation should be that you'll have health care. The birthright of any human being should be health care. I know it's difficult. I know it costs money. You know? But maybe if we didn't have so many people who, you know, have $320 billion, we wouldn't have to worry about it as much. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. That dummy girl.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month, and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Now, we got some very interesting subjects we're going to be discussing during this week. On tomorrow, Sandy Williams and I will give the other side of the conversation we had on Friday with the things that President Biden has accomplished. We'll talk about Donald Trump and his accomplishments during his four-year period of time. Later on in the week, we're also going to be talking about artificial intelligence, Calvin. And, man, there's some things that are going on that will make the hair stand up on the back of your head. We just keep hearing AI, but we have no understanding whatsoever about how far AI has come already, Calvin. And the fact that it's going to wind up eliminating so many American jobs in the future. We're also going to spend some time, this week, you know, watch 60 Minutes on yesterday and, man, there were some great things. We'll talk about all those things. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Go ahead, Gary. Good morning to you. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Good morning to you. You were just talking about the health insurance for kids and stuff like that. That's hard for me. That one. Okay.
Why is it hard for you? That, I mean, why is it hard for you?
It's hard because I just don't want us to be a socialist country that's giving socialized medicine.
Okay, so Gary, so children who don't get to pick their families at all, children who need health coverage, we should just let them die?
See, Earl, that's why I'm telling you it's a hard one for me.
How can it be a hard one?
Listen, you gotta let me talk, Earl. Okay, I know this is your show.
Go ahead,
I'm
man.
A guest. Okay, I really, if I had to pick about Biden giving all these billions of dollars to pay off college loans for these kids or giving health care to children, I would say I would rather give that money to the health care for the children rather than giving the pay off all of these crazy kids. Insurrectionist hating United States hating maniacs out there. I'd rather give that money instead of paying off their stinking loans. I'd rather have kids the money given to health for so the kids can get help. just like my kids and my grandkids get it. But I'm concerned about socialized medicine. I've been all over the world, okay, on trips and stuff like that. And I talked to all these different people. And I'm telling you, if you need an operation and you're over in Europe or you're in Canada, it may take you a year or two to get it, you know. And if you're old like you and me, forget it. They're not going to spend the money on you and me. You know, you got to go to the United States.
Hey, Gary.
Go get your own.
Tony says, text, false choice is not either or. How about a few less missiles, you know, and we can get it done?
No, I think that we, our strength is, for our government, our strength is by making sure that we're armed strongly. So we can have peace that way. If we look weak and we don't have the arms to prove it, no, we have a problem. So, no, I disagree with her. But if it was either or, I would be on the side of giving health care to kids and let the kids pay their own college bills, just like I paid mine and I made it. My wife paid hers and they made it. And all the young people when I was a kid and now my son, they all paid off their own loans.
So,
you know?
So Tony,
they're a bunch of snowflakes now.
So Tony pushes back on you. Our strength is in our people. Invest in them.
Of course, I agree.
Well, you can't agree.
100%. That's why I agree. I say keep our children healthy, but not pay off these stupid loans that these kids go to school for a couple of years and then they drop out and they want us to pay their loans. They're nuts.
Hey, Gary, thank you very much for the call. I for the life of me, you know, he clearly stated at the onset that, you know, he was against socialized medicine. And Gary represents a segment of this population that I'll never understand. And, you know, he can't see it. He doesn't want to see it. That people should have more value than anything else on this earth. The greatest of the creation, Gary, is not money. It's not things. The greatest of the creation is human beings. I don't care how much of a Christian or that anybody claims to be, if they don't understand that the greatest of the creation is a human being, then we can talk about all the Christianity and all the other things that you want to talk about. You missed the most important part of all of it. You know, the most valuable of all the creations is the human being. Okay, so, you know, you can't, well, you can, you know, you have a right to your opinion and your beliefs, as everybody does. But again, the fact that there are children in the society who are born, who are innocent, and because their parents don't have, they should suffer, is wrongheaded. I will continue to say that until my last breath. And I will continue to support that. Anyway, got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made things go on the Motown Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with my good friends and co-host Sandy Williams. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach. See you later.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there.
Ice.
I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.